lights dim. Piano music softly playing in the background. A low murmur of hushed conversations. The occasional clatter of gold utensils. A 180 degree view of the city from the 85th floor. All of that falls away when my eyes land on you. I see you from across the room, your body facing slightly away from me, your eyes glued to the door as if you're willing someone to appear out of thin air. But I know that look. You're waiting for someone. He hasn't shown up yet, and it's past the meeting time. I scan your body, or at least what's visible from where I sit. You're not on a business meeting, that's for sure. Your hair is down, glossy, and not a strand out of place. You have that classy hairstyle going on. Deep, entrancing eyes. I want to know what color they are. I love to drown in them. Watch them close in ecstasy. See your pupils dilate when I touch you. Your lips are painted red. My cock twitches when I imagine your lipstick smeared all over it. Full lips I'd love to taste. Bet you're sweeter than that Pinot you've been nursing a while now. A silver necklace with a single pendant hangs between your breasts. And I have never been so envious of a pendant before in my life. That deep red dress is so tight. The fabric hugging your body, highlighting all your curves. Definitely not on a business meeting. My cock twitches again, wanting to escape its confines and jump right into your hands. There's just the right amount of cleavage exposed to the tease. My guess is you're wearing a red lace bra, the kind with demi cups. I know my way around brassieres, lingerie. I love them on, and I love them off. The waiter approaches you for the third time since I've noticed you. Your smile gets smaller and smaller whenever he comes around. He's asking you if you'd like to order. You shake your head but ask for a refill for your wine. As soon as the waiter leaves, I return to my perusal of your body, my eyes lingering on your feet. Such a shame the tablecloth is covering your legs. I bet my cock they're fucking killer. I see the red under the soles of your heels, the same shade as your lips. Fuck me, heels. Definitely. I've lingered too long on your feet. I hadn't realized the waiter had returned to refill your glass. You're sipping from it when my eyes meet yours. Have you ever had eye contact with someone, and the first thought that comes to your mind is, I'm in trouble? Because I was not ready for your eyes to bore into mine like you knew all my secrets. My cock strains at the zipper of my slacks, and I want nothing more than to free it. You lower your wine glass to the table, your gaze never straying from mine. If anything, it's trying to dig a hole through me until it finds my non-existent soul. The tip of your tongue peeps from your lips, licking, tasting the last drops of wine. I am in so much trouble. My breath is held captive in my lungs, my body frozen in place, my eyes locked onto yours. My cock is rebelling. It wants out. As if your pussy has a homing beacon and my cock is trying to go home. I can't get a read on you now. It's as if you're looking through me and at me at the same time. This is my game. If there was a pro league, I'd be raking in the sponsors, the trophies, the money, the pussy. But here, right now, I find myself in a different ballpark, in a different league, in a different sport. See, I told you I was in trouble. This is for so much more than survival now. But mercy comes down upon me when a shadow of a smile appears for a fraction of a second behind your lips. If that small smile can give me my breath back, I can't even imagine what a full smile would do to me. Death, possibly death, but perhaps your lips can resurrect me back to life. I swallow the lump that has formed in my throat. You take your purse off the table and open it. I notice a low light reflecting on your face. You're checking your phone. The light illuminating your face disappears a second later as you put it back and leave a couple bills on the table. Your eyes land on me for the second time this evening. Still nothing, but I'm holding on to this tiny sliver of hope. You stand up, purse in hand, ever so subtly fixing your dress, head held high, looking out the door. I see your chest puff up the slightest, pushing your breasts up and outward. Oh, how I want them to spill into my mouth. The idea of you leaving scares me unlike anything in my life. But just when I expect you to head on out, your body turns. I see you in your entirety as you walk towards a dimly lit hall. My eyes track the sway of your hips. As you turn, I see your ass and admire it. It's begging to be bitten and spanked. I was right. Your legs are shapely and go on forever. Before you disappear into the hall, I am on my feet. Hard on be damned. I follow you. My heart is beating so loud in my ears it has drowned all the other sounds around me. I see you enter the ladies' room. Before the door closes, I slip right in. I hear the door latch close. I feel like I've run a marathon. You turn around and nothing compares to the impact of your smile. because all the oxygen in my body is knocked right out of me. In spite of that, I can't help but smile back at you. The next thing I know, my body is slammed against the wall, your soft body pushing me against it. We're a tangle of limbs. I pull you flush against me. I don't care about mussing up your perfectly styled hair. I grab a handful of it just to make sure your mouth is pressed hard against mine. I let you control this kiss for a while. Women who are in control are the sexiest. They know what they want and need, and they know how to get it. Who am I to stand in their way when not even 100 men will ever stop a woman from getting what she wants? Who am I to say no to this beautiful creature rubbing herself against my cock? I help you out by grabbing your ass with both of my hands, pulling you tighter to me. No air or light will pass between us. Your moan of satisfaction travels from my ears to every nerve ending in my body. I lavish your neck with open-mouthed kisses, and I feel you shiver beneath my lips. Your hips buckle the slightest when I gently suck the skin under your ears. You bury your face in my shoulder, your moan trapped between your lips. Don't hold back on me. I turn us around. Upon contact, your body slightly arches away from the cold marble-tiled wall. I take your wrists and pin them above your head. Your hair is disheveled, lipstick smeared, eyes on high alert. Every lift of your breasts teases my chest. I feel the currents of electricity upon that contact through all these layers of clothing. I have never been so out of breath, yet this full of life. We haven't even uttered a single word to each other. As if you've read my mind, I see that sweet, almost innocent smile on your lips again. Automatically, like we've been doing this our whole lives, I smile back. I chuckle, and you giggle. You mustn't have been a giggler, because there's a surprised look in your eyes. It suits you. I like it. Probably a little too much. Your head gently rests back against the wall as I release your wrists. You keep them above your head without me instructing you to do it. You catch on quick. The playfulness in the atmosphere is replaced by awareness. As my hand tucks a couple stray strands of hair behind your ear, I let my fingers trace the outer shell down the side of your neck, leaving a trail of goosebumps in their wake. I have a score to settle with the pendant of your necklace. I loop the silver chain around my finger, down to the pendant resting on the top of your left breast. A green stone with reddish-brown marbling nestled within a complicated knot. I move it aside as my finger makes a path towards your very hard nipple. I run my thumb down against it once, and then flick it upward again. each pass celebrated by the catch in your breathing. The more I do it, the faster your chest rises and falls. The harder I flick, the hitch in your voice goes higher, until your moaning and whimpers join in the mix. A deep flush rises from your chest to your neck. I look up at your eyes, looking for a sign. There, pupils dilated. My fingers trail down lower against your body. I feel it dip into your belly button. No stopovers. My hands have somewhere to be. One finger is joined by two more as I trek downwards. I still haven't felt the outline of your underwear. Could you be bare under this deadly as sin dress? Bare or not, I'm getting to it. You've stopped breathing altogether. Silence, except for the primal sounds of our heartbeats. You're anticipating my fingers where you're aching to be touched. But I have other plans for you. My fingers protest when they leave your body. But my lips rejoice when they follow the same path my fingers paved. The first contact of my lips on your skin send an electric shock within the confines of the dimly lit bathroom. Your scent and taste is unlike anything I've experienced before. My tongue flicks out a bit to taste you. I can feel your whole body shiver. You stay so still that if your breathing isn't an indication that you want this as much as I do, I'd think I'm not doing this right. My tongue becomes bolder, dipping inside your dress. Oh, yes, your nipples are so hard. I tease one with soft, tiny flicks. And I'm rewarded with your desperate whimpers. You're squirming already, and we haven't really started yet. I try my damnedest to leave your breast and continue my descent on your body. I bend my knees and kneel as my hands settle on your ankles. I keep my eyes locked onto yours as my hands travel upwards, enjoying the softness and smoothness of your calves, the tips of my fingers grazing the backs of your knees softly. Another shiver from you. Higher now, behind your thighs. The hem of your dress moving upward with my hands, until I come face to face with my new favorite place in the world. Lace, red, barely a small patch of cloth covering your wet pussy. The color on the underside is visibly different from the area around your mound. Soaked through. I did this to you, and I've never been more proud of myself. I move my face closer until my nose is buried deep in your wet heat. I inhale your scent, filling my lungs with your own brand of lust. I look up, catch you looking at me. The composed woman before, gone. A self-conscious one in her place. I use my tongue and push hard on your clit, licking upward and settling a kiss on top of your pussy. Your eyes close tight, right along with your legs. I do it again, just because I can. But this time, your hips follow my tongue when I retreat. So I do it again, and again, and again, and again. You can barely keep yourself upright. Your hands now on my head. I slide your panties down your legs and guide you out of them. Your eyes follow my hand as I tuck your panties in the inside pocket of my coat. I raise your leg and rest it on my shoulder. Without warning, I start eating you out like a madman. The self-conscious woman gone. In her place, a wanton woman, moaning and riding my face like a champ. I could have ordered the most expensive meal this restaurant has to offer, and nothing will taste as good as you. You start gripping my head harder, drawing me to you tighter. Your fingers tangle in my hair. My chin is covered in your juices. I look up to see you biting down on your lips, hard, eyes shut tight, head resting against the wall. I admire the column of your throat and make a mental note to taste you there later. Maybe mark you if you let me. I'm not doing my job right if you're still standing up. So I suck your clit harder. Your whole body goes still as I suck you deep. I've never been a violent man, but I find this kind of torture I'm doing to you immensely gratifying. Now I know what sucking your clit this hard will do to you. How about I pull back the hood of your clit and flick it hard, fast? Oh, that makes your body twitch. I like this too. I alternate between sucking your clit, lavishing it with long strokes of my tongue, and flicking it in hard, furious succession, your heel digging at my back and my hands squeezing your ass. Your legs quiver uncontrollably. I growl low and deep, and the vibration tips you over the edge. Your lungs release the air they've been keeping hostage. Your pussy floods my tongue. I sweep my tongue gently from your pussy to your clit. I want all of you. I've never seen something so beautiful unfurl before me. I move quick, removing your legs from my shoulder and stand up. I hold you tight, letting the strong waves of your orgasm rake through your body. You're still shaking, trembling, and breathing hard. Gone is the wanton woman. In her place, a vulnerable one.